With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Salts are not something that will often cause problems in your soils, but when they do, they can cause long-term soil health issues that will make it very hard to keep plants alive. Water moves from high concentration to low concentration through what's known as osmotic potential. Pure water will always have more water molecules relative to the whole than water loaded with salts. Therefore, when soils have a very high concentration of salt, it will be harder for water to move into the root cells of any plants present, and drought stress can occur even when plants are watered consistently. If soil salt concentrations are high enough, water can even be pulled out of root cells. However, this is rare outside of contaminated soils, and a moderate level of salts is necessary to help soil particles aggregate together, which helps plant root growth and soil aeration. It's important to note that salts in a soil context mean something different from salts in a food context. While food salt refers only to sodium, soil salts are elements that occur in the soil in an ionic form. Ionic elements are charged, either positively or negatively, and are introduced to the soil primarily in fertilizers. In field crops, low-quality irrigation water can also introduce high concentrations of salts. Normal fertilization will not introduce enough salts to negatively impact plants, but if you are seeing drought stress or plant death in areas you know you are watering, bring a soil sample in for testing to determine if salts might be to blame. A soil with too many salts is called a saline soil. While I mentioned that salt includes more elements than its food definition, sodium is also a salt in a soil context. Soils with high concentrations of sodium are called sodic soils. Soils can be saline, sodic, or saline sodic. What you call a soil will depend on its levels of ions as a whole and its level of sodium ions. Unlike saline soils, sodic soils are bad for soil structure and are much harder to remediate if sodium concentrations are too high. Sodic soils are created when sodium ions disrupt clay aggregation, leading to a thick muck of soil with little or no pore space that doesn't let water filter through or roots penetrate it. In higher concentrations, a crust will form on the soil surface. To remediate sodic soils, calcium and magnesium need to be added to the soil. These nutrients are smaller than sodium ions, which allows them to occupy space closer to the clay particles and help keep them bound together. To remediate overly saline soils, leaching will remove most of the salts. However, leaching varies in effectiveness based on soil texture, rainfall amounts, and the height of the water table. Testing water quality and preventing over-fertilization are two of the easiest ways to make sure that you don't have to worry about salinity and sodicity buildup in your soils over time. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.